The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Friday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, Friday, the 28th day of April, 2023. Wow. It's amazing. We got two more days of the month left, and the hits just keep on coming. I'm talking about the news. Lots of things happening on the global scale, for starters. We just can't seem to get rid of wokeness in the world. Part of that is the CBDC system. And for those of you that subscribe to our email blast, those of you who can't or don't because you don't have internet, I'm sorry about that. But there are seven pillars of a global CBDC system, according to this article. And, of course, the article investigates the recent announcement of FedNow, a Federal Reserve Instant Payments Service. Wow. Now imagine that. Security issuance. They're going to try to make this happen. We have to do everything in our power to try to stop it by scaling down. And you have to understand they're going to use the major banks to do this. First, they raise interest rates to the point where it's choking off the economy, and they continue to do it. 16%. Just imagine what happens when it gets that high. That was that way back in the 70s and 80s, remember? Now we have the central bank digital currencies. Already the economy is stagnating. 75% of Americans surveyed agree with that, if you believe surveys. I don't know. Look in your own backyard and you tell me. Feel Good Friday. Yep. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday where the government is. Put in your own expletive. Lots happened. Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News, and then they substitute him with Brian Kilmeade. If you ever watch Greg Gutfeld late at night, he's on at 11 o'clock. He dominates nighttime. He's like moved into the number one slot in Fox for the most watched program at that time slot. Because what happened with when they took away Tucker Carlson's time slot and put Brian Kilmeade in, literally MSDNC and CNN are beating Fox News now in that time slot. That is really sad. Here we go with the it's clear indication of the fact that we have a problem with mainstream media. And Fox is part of that woke mainstream media. I don't know. Some of you may, but that's the only conservative mouthpiece we have. No, it's not. You have all the back channel media that's out there like OANN and Newsmax and places like that. And but they're so ultra right. I can't stand it. And again, I point out the fact that you have two sides to the story, right? You are caught in the middle. Your mindset is like, oh, they're messing with me. I can't fathom what's going on here because I hear, you know, Jiminy Cricket on one side and the devil on the other side. So you see, this is a real problem when you're trying to discern what's truth and what's not. And so you turn to alternative media to try to get an answer to that. Well, see, here's the thing. I talked about this to several individuals yesterday because the concern was that we're screwed. And that was kind of like the gist of the email. And I go, look, understand that this is what's going on. The DTCC, for those of you who do not know what that is, look it up. It's called the Depository Trust Corporations System, right? DTCC. Look it up. Google it. I don't care if you use DuckDuckGo or Google. It doesn't matter, because it's going to come up. And what this entity does is it monitors every single financial transaction in the world, mostly in America, where the rich countries are there, because a lot of people here have bank accounts, stocks. See, they can't monitor that stuff in Nigeria and places like that where people don't have that sort of thing going on because they're living way below the poverty line and living day to day on barter and whatever mode of exchange that they have. No, this is for the technologically advanced countries that the CBDC would benefit the global elite the most, which means if you look way back at the NSM 200 memo that Henry Kissinger put out during the Nixon administration, showing a graphic map of all the areas of the world that need to be eliminated as far as the population goes because they're not worthy of our, yeah, really, and they're importing them all into America now. See, none of this stuff makes sense. This is the elitist idea, but see, the whole idea is like the example I used to the commentary about we're screwed. And I said, okay, let's talk about that, the CBDC and how we're screwed. Back in 1983, I was news director for KLSI in Kansas City, owned by Sandusky Newspapers, all right? I got to design and build the entire news department from scratch on a budget. Well, shortly after the station went on the air, I got a visit from someone at Sony. And he came in with this rectangular box. It was skinnier than a regular shoebox. And it was about 19 inches long and about 8 inches deep and about 4 inches high. And he set it on the table in front of me. And he said, Dave, this is the newest technology on the market. And here I'm a DJ and I'm spinning vinyl. I've got the turntables. I got lots of vinyl. And he comes in here and sits this thing down in front of me and he goes, this is a compact disc player. And I'm like, okay, with suspicion. Then he says, do you have a plug-in? I get, well, yeah, right over there. So he plugs the unit in and it's a Philips CD player, but Sony is involved in the marketing of it, all right? So they put the CD player, they plug it in and they push a button. And the unit turns on. It all lights up with digital controls. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Then he pushes another button and a tray opens up. And he reaches in his attaché case and he pulls out a compact disc. And he puts the compact disc in and pushes the button and slides it back in. And he goes, and now this thing will play digitally and you won't hear all that tape hiss you hear with cassette tapes. Because a lot of us still back then were using cassette tapes. Now, the cassette tapes took the place. Do you remember the 8-track? Remember you were driving down the road listening to, I was doing that in high school. You know, I'd put on my Yes Roundabout tape and listen to my 8-track tape in my car. That was the thing, man. You were so cool. You had an 8-track tape player. And then technology, you know, at the same time, cassettes were competing with 8-tracks. And then there's tape hiss. And you hear it in your 8-track and you hear it in your cassettes. And it's like, wow, we got to do something to get rid of tape hiss. It's got to sound better. And then they came up with a compact disc player, and I'm like, oh, I don't know about this, man. That means my vinyl. Well, you have scratches on vinyl. See, these things don't scratch that well. That was not entirely true. CDs do scratch, and they do goober up to the point where they're not playable. But back then, see, in the 1983 era, this was the new thing that's going to replace vinyl because it's compact. That's why they call it that, and the sound quality is so good. Here, stick your headphones in the jack and listen. And you're listening and you're going, wow, that sounds really good, you see. And because they're so small, you don't have all these bulky record albums to have to contend with. You see, It's the matter of convenience. That's the number one thing I pointed out. It's a matter of convenience. And it's the digital age that's the matter of convenience. And so what they're trying to do is convince you that compact disc is the thing, right? But wait, there's more. And it's not the Ginsu steak knives, all right? It's not. The hype then went from compact discs to flash drives, USB drives. It went to digital files, digital sharing. Then we have the Magstripe digital ID, which is all part of the bigger convenient thing, because you see, every time you go to the store, because then they came up with credit cards, so you didn't have to go to the bank to borrow money so you can go out and go shopping to buy something. No, you can actually go into the store and open up a credit card account, and they send you a credit card, and now you have a credit card. You can go swipe anytime you want. It's got a Magstripe on the back. Digital system. And see, that got a little bit of pushback. See, the people that were doing the pushback on the CDs were DJs. They didn't want to give up that vinyl. I've got so much money invested in vinyl. Why do I want to go around and reinvest my whole? And guess what? We all did. Eventually, we capitulated. I still have all my vinyl, but what do I take a lot of out now? I don't take vinyl out anymore unless somebody says we want a DJ spinning records. No, I take out compact discs, and it's all on digital. It's all on computer because, one, it's less hassle than carrying in six crates of albums. And if you ever spilled one of those things out and you had it all alphabetized and the crate breaks or something else happens, I mean, I'm sure you've seen or heard of these horror stories, and you're sitting there cleaning all this up when you've got a gig to do. This is one of the things. It's a matter of convenience. So they digitize everything. Let's move forward. Fast forward to now. We've got all this technology out there with Magstripes and debit cards and credit cards, and they've made it so convenient for you that you can take that credit card, you can go anywhere you want, and they got a machine, you can swipe it in, and it automatically debits your account or it adds to your debt load. Right there. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, when they locked us all down, people were using their credit cards and going on Amazon.com and all these other shopping networks, ordering food and whatnot, and spending like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. Oh, but it's convenient. It's so convenient. You see, now, well, if it's so convenient, since we're the global elite, since it's so convenient, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it even more convenient for you. And we're going to eliminate cash altogether so you can just use your card. But wait, there's more. We're going to actually create a digital ID to make sure that nobody rips you off, because there's apparently a lot of identity thefts out there because hackers figured out a way to get around it. Well, you see, there's another problem. It's called blockchain. And when that came out a couple of years ago, I was on my Florida radio show going, oh, no, 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 no. That blockchain right there, oh, it'll create a mirror image that is so secure of all the transactions. And once those things are created, they can't. Oh, yes, they can. And they will. They'll try. Hackers will always try to shut down and usurp and invade. Hey, they're doing it. They're hacking in and putting malware in people's systems. And invading bank accounts, Facebook, you know, I mean, look at, they've hacked into Facebook and retrieved a bunch of people's medical records. I mean, how difficult is it if they want to hack into the power grid? Oh, but it's a matter of convenience because you can pay your electric bill through the CBDC, through the central bank digital currency system. Because all you have to do is just put it in there under bill pay. We'll make it so convenient, you don't even have to mess with a credit card. It's so convenient. See, the thing is they sell the ignorant on a matter of convenience, and then once, and it's not going to happen all of a sudden. No, they're not going to do that. What they're doing is they gradually integrate it, just like CDs, into the system. They integrate it into the system, and then they turn around. Once they got you hooked on it, then they turn around and they say, well, as long as you like what you see, we don't have to have currency anymore because we have blockchain. We have a global ledger. where we can, you know, it's you know, governed by the government, and we seriously can turn around and we can then institute control. Not only can we monitor your system to ensure that you're not the victim of identity theft, but if you do something we don't like, well, we have a solution for that too. Yeah, you know what that is? The solution for that is digital ID control. In other words, what we're going to do is we're going to come in and we're going to take money out of your bank account if you go on social media and you post stuff we don't like. And we have identified you as one of these conservative MAGA supporters, one of these domestic terrorists. And so what? You're trying to use your debit card or your digital ID at a gun store? No, but we can't allow that. You see, this is how they're going to do it. Oh, but it's all a matter of convenience, the woke cried. You got to love the convenience. Yes, they can. All your bills will be paid every month. You know, they know when your bills are due. They know when you are sleeping. They know when you're awake. Yeah, they know all that stuff because you let them have all your information because we've got nothing to hide. You see how this works? Oh, but it's all a matter of convenience, you say. Yeah, matter of convenience is going to get you in trouble. And see, what everybody will do is they notice how they program you with the psyops about, well, your local bank could probably fail. I mean, look at Silicon Valley Bank. It could all fall apart. You know, we got ESG and it could all fall apart. You could all of a sudden go to your bank and all of a sudden there's a run in your bank and now your bank is closing. And then I go to my bank and they go, we're strong. We're number five ranked in the... Why are you telling me this? Is it because you think I'm going to shut down my bank account and tell all my friends to come to your bank and close their accounts? Is that what you're afraid of? I mean, look at how fast Fox viewers left Tucker. They left Fox, man. They just said, you know what? Cancel the Fox Nation. Cancel it all. Just shut it off. See, Fox lost $1 billion and only recovered about 100,000 of it. You know, 990. Yeah, I mean, they took it on the chin, man. Big time. 900 million. Yeah. I mean, they really took it on the chin in viewership and in monetary equation because these people did something stupid. It's called wokeness. Yep. And all of this news summary has been brought to you by the Power Mall. That's right. And see, here's the thing. The Power Mall is what we depend on to survive. I know. It's like, Krieger, you're going to do this again. Yes, I am. And I have been, under no certain circumstances, have been educated as to what's going on and the fact that, you know, you're not shopping at the Power Mall. And you need to be. A lot of you are listening to the show and you're not shopping at the Power Mall. You should be, because that's what keeps us on the air. And if we are not on the air, then you don't get to listen to the show. Our funding's been way down. We need your help. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, see, we're not one of these that depend on government handouts, you see. That's what makes us different from back channel media. We have a live chat if you want to ask questions about such at thepowermall.com. And you can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com or call or text us at 877-817-9829 if you have product questions or questions about anything that we do. And, of course, your donations can be made the same way to keep us going. We would love it if everybody would go out and get one of these Rick satellite systems. We think that would be totally cool because then you don't have to worry about all the craziness of shortwave bands. Yeah, it's an interesting situation here. I'm going to tell you something else, too. We did a tape interview with Joel Skousen. We launched it on Brighteon and BitChute. And you can go to the Power Hour homepage if you can't access it either way. You can get to just go to thepowerhour.com and click on that link with Joel Skousen. Is there any safe place to live in America? And within the first 24 hours, we had 668 views. better than I expected. In order to keep that going, we need your support. And one of the reasons why, when Joyce Riley started this network up way back in the year 2000, is because of the fact it was a surgical nurse, right? We all know that, right? She was an RN. I've been on her show. I guessed it on her show, right? Back at that time, she was promoting 10% off certain products. So this week, we have 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship, of course. Double reward points on your order because we have a rewards program. Phone orders also qualify. And you get retail ground shipping upgraded to priority for free. On occasion, we do closeouts that don't qualify for the site-wide sale because you're getting 30% off instead. Global Healing Center Acid Reflux and Silver Shield Sanitizer, 30% off. And on occasion, we do quarterly sales like in the spring, where instead of the 10% off, which you don't get with this sale, you get 15% off. And that's on quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinew Orega, Latero Flora probiotic and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic and Optivita digestive enzymes. We also have new products that we feature because Joyce felt it necessary when she was the host of the show to give you specials on certain products and feature them and have the actual manufacturing vendor on the program to explain the quality of the product and what it was for. Now, does that make us medical practitioners? No. It makes us concerned about your health. That's what this show has always been about ever since it started out, because Joyce was a nurse, and nurses, of course, being in the medical profession, are concerned about one predominantly important thing in life, and that's the ability to exist and be healthy. Yep, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's John 10:10, right? The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. North American Urban Spice created purely liver, for those of you who don't like eating liver and onions. Dr. Willard's plant catalyst for growing veggies more successfully. Optivita has sugar to fiber and raw pine power plus. Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit, for those of you who understand that maybe I need a little backup just in case this food shortage really does exist. And I think we all know it does. We have the smartest listeners on the planet here. A lot of you are listening to us by Rick Kaler's system. And, you know, in just a few days, we're going to be giving away another one of those systems. And so if you have given us a letter, either by support at thepowerhour.com or snail mailing it to us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. If you've done that, your letter's going to go into the hopper, and we're going to, on May 5th, pull out. Rick Kaler's going to come on the show and pull out another winner, and we're going to give away another satellite system. Let me tell you something. These dishes are really good size, and nobody's going to know what you're listening to once you get it installed. We have people call the show that already said, Alan, one of our show hosts here in Texas for Republic of Texas Radio called the show yesterday. He's got one of these satellite systems. He absolutely loves it. So you see, and these are testimonials that are given voluntarily. I did not pay Alan to call up the show and give you that. And it's a one-time thing, $269 shipping free. And you get the system and you put it together and you can even call Rick and say, hey, Rick, I'm having a problem installing it. Rick will help you. He'll walk you through it, tell you how to connect it all and how to point the dish and how to do all that good stuff. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science. Oh, I've heard that cliche before, you say to yourself. Oh, you know, I'm trying to, you know, this is Feel Good Friday, right? So, you know, I joke about certain things on the show. A lot of you, of course, have issues with anything in life. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, you're always welcome to call, or you can go to 877-817-9829 and hit number 2 when you get the voice prompt, and you can leave us a message if you don't want to come in the air. And you can, you know, whether it's a guest recommendation, we want to hear your thoughts on this. If there's something that you, that I said that you want to take issue with, but you don't want to call the show and you want to leave me your data and your commentary and tell me, hey, Krieger, I think you need to research this.
I think you're out of line.
I get a few of those every so often. I take them to heart. But see, the whole idea is we have freedom of speech and the opportunity to get the word out no matter what. And that is why we depend on you for support. So if our funding's been way down because nobody's supporting us and nobody's buying anything, I know the economy sucks right now. And some of you are biting the bullet. Some of you are on fixed incomes. We hear that all the time. We understand that. Most of us are on fixed incomes because we're depending on, like every business, its customers to help support it. See, if they don't, you wonder why all the businesses closed during the pandemic? That was by design. You see, and all of those online big boys, most of which are woke, they didn't have a problem delivering the goods to you because you use the matter of convenience on your credit card. Well, and they locked you down and they programmed you with all sorts of stuff. And made you scared, made you hide in your home, and made you wipe off all your groceries before you put them away. And, oh, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. See, that's why we play that on the show. We play it here because, you know, this is what society has done. Then we have the matter of civility that we have to worry about. I hear it. I hear it.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Who follow the Olympic Road? Follow the Olympic Road. Follow the Olympic Road.
Yeah. You get that? Okay. Thank you for that, Todd. We appreciate that chiming in. You got to understand something. We don't want to fearmonger, but we got to stay in business. And see, they deliberately shut everybody down. Purposefully, even here in Texas in the Lone Star State, the Governor Rick Abbott couldn't get the cob out of his ass. He has to go and do everything that the government says. Yes, we're going to have to close everything down. You know what's really funny? The liquor store stayed open. Did you notice that? The liquor stores, you could go buy booze, but you can't go to a nightclub or a restaurant. Isn't that funny how that worked? You can't go to church, but you can go to a liquor store. Yeah, you can go to the medical dispensaries to buy your pot. Notice how all the vices stayed up, everything the devil wants to push. Notice how the vices stayed up and stayed open, yet everything else that mattered closed and businesses went under. You know, we can't be one of those folks. We have a mission here, and that is to inform. And we will be back with more news in your phone calls and more discussion after the break here. Paul Davis, who has the Texas defamation lawsuit against Jeff Leach. We hope he's going to be joining us at the top of next hour, as well as Dr. Robert Abel. He has iComplex CS. He'll be talking about that with us, too. More news and info in your calls. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Friday, April 28, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. We were talking about the CBDCs. Now we got Title 42 going on. 35,000 migrants are waiting in Juarez, Mexico to rush the southern border when Biden ends Title 42. We're hearing May 11th. We're not sure. Really got to figure out what's going on here. Because if we multiculturalize, this country is not going to end up in good shape. Meanwhile, the last item in the world section here, before we go to your phone calls, Prince Harry has launched a fresh attack at his father, King Charles III, in new court documents released just ahead of next week's coronation. Oh, the royals are going to love this. Oh, yeah. It's like, Charles, are you going to grow a pair? Charles, are you now the head of the Committee of 300? Charles, are you the one that's in charge of the depopulation of the world? Are you? You know, are you going to grow a pair, or are you going to let Prince Harry throw you under the bus? How's that work? Yep. King Charles III once again found himself under scrutiny after his son, Prince Harry, accused him in court documents of attempting to prevent him from suing the owner of a tabloid newspaper. Well, makes you wonder about the tabloid newspaper and whether or not King Charles has influence over it. Maybe that's one of the reasons. We don't know. We ask these questions. But see, cancel culture. Here's the thing about Tucker Carlson, for those of you who don't know. Fox is going to try to stop him from going anywhere because they've got a contract with him. That's right. His contract isn't up until 2024, and they're going to try to stop him from doing anything, from taking on any other contracts, because it runs through the end of 2024. That's after the election. Wow. So just imagine if they can do that if they can shut him down so he can't come online and say anything, well, he might sue to get the rest of his contract bought out, or he may just take a vacation for a year. That, I think, would hurt his credibility. He needs to stand up to him. I think we all wish that. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. When you were talking about the CBDCs. I wanted to let people know that I have the copy of Thomas H. Greco Jr.'s book on money, understanding, and creating alternatives to legal tender, which he goes through a lot of examples of things that are being used in different parts of our country, and also has been used through the world and stuff. And,
okay, now give me the name of the book and the author.
Okay, Thomas H. Greco Jr.
That's G-R-E-C-O?
Money. G-R-E-C-O, yeah.
Got it. Okay, money.
Money, understanding and creating alternatives to legal tender. But I found when I was going through my computer of stuff I've saved that you can get a PDF copy of this online for free.
Okay.
So, but what people could do with it.
Thank you, Sherry. We're going to research that.
Yeah, they could. They could, you know, have a bunch of people read it and start. You know, if they're talking about starting something local, you know, and everybody could have it, because there's a lot of different things they have in here. You know, that people have used. And I just wanted to throw that out there because, you know, if you don't want to participate in their digital system any more than you're doing it.
Yeah, a lot of people, Sherry, I'm afraid a lot of people are going to be faced with this, especially people who listen to this show, people who are in the know. They see this thing coming and they try to force it down our throats because, Sherry, you know as well as I do that the next thing that they're going to do once they make all this a matter of convenience, and I didn't allude to this, but I'm going to right now, is they're going to demand that if you're going to use their system, that you have to have some sort of electronic device implanted in your human body, in your hand, or whatever the case may be, that you can swipe over the scanner and it's done. You know that's coming.
And people are just going to have to realize that, yeah, your lifestyle's going to change if you don't want to participate in that. And things are going to have to slow down. But there's really no harm in that. It's the problem with the younger generations that are used to all this stuff. Because we've seen a lot of history in our lifetime, Dave. You know, it's just amazing. But a lot of younger people, they don't realize that. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in.
I'm going to go find that. But yeah, I think our producer Catherine's going to go find that as well. We're going to try to find that Greco book. People need to read that stuff. I need to read it because I might just add some more stuff out of that book to my doom to repeat. But I appreciate that, Sherry. Thanks so much for the call. Understand something else, too. The IRS right now has put another ad out. Really? Seriously, they've now put another ad out, and the IRS website is emblazoned with the words, "We're hiring special agents now. Click here to apply today. Key requirements." You ready for this? Be a U.S. citizen. Be 21 years of age by the time that you complete the training academy and no older than 37 years of age at the time of appointment. Oh, why would they discriminate? Huh. Maybe because they're going to have some more woke people involved. Qualify based on education, specialized experience, or a combination of the two. Possess a valid driver's license. Pass a background and criminal history record check. Pass a pre-employment medical exam. Pass a pre-employment drug test. Pass a pre-employment tax examination. They don't even tell you what that is. And last but not least, be legally allowed to carry a firearm. Wow. Yeah, they put it back out there again. Just thought you ought to know. Brady in Vegas, you're on. Go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I see they got King Charles now on a new silver coin. Boy, I didn't think it could get any more uglier than Queen Elizabeth, the Lizard King Queen. I mean, now we got the Lizard King on the coin. It's horrible. I did hear that Texas, this is a rumor, was going to secede and join BRICS. But I thought, man, how can somebody in the United States now join BRICS? Because the dollar is pretty much dust. And that idea of seceding and getting involved with the way to do business through the BRICS system, I think it's really going to be coming to the forefront in the next month here. Well, the dollar is going to be pretty much worthless in a matter of probably 90 days.
I would get Paul Davis on the phone, Brady, in the next hour. I would think that'd be a question for him as to what he's heard, because tell you, with TNM and the Texas movement, which is what he's involved in right now, I mean, we're talking heavy duty involvement here. He would be one to ask that question. So the thing that, you know, really bothers me is the fact that they've taken surveys out here now that the social media platforms probably are the number one culprit in forcing America to change its attitude towards civility. In other words, people are becoming more violent and less civil to each other thanks to social media. And this is how they're going to break all this down, because it's usually, and a lot of this is based on indoctrination in today's schools, because they've just done another study. Almost a quarter of American high school students, according to the study, identify on the queer spectrum, according to government data, a number that has more than doubled since 2015 as curricula across the country features this LGBTQAI plus content and social-emotional learning methods. The number of students who are identifying as something other than heterosexual is doubling in size. And then they go out into the country and they do stuff like what they did in Tennessee in the legislature. This is the garbage that we are now having to put up with. As far as civility goes, we have another Trexler Town teenager at a Giant store who has now been arrested for putting sewing needles in food while working at the grocery store. And people, of course, have complained about it.
Why is there a sewing needle in there?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it wanted to knit itself a sweater. Can you see a pepper in a sweater? I don't know about that. But hey, troopers with Pennsylvania State Police Fogelsville Agency went to the store on April 19th, Satanic holiday, to investigate the matter. And, of course, they found this kid shoving sewing needles into produce, and he is under arrest. But, you see, that's really sick and twisted, about as sick and twisted as the couple in North Carolina that was arrested because he took videos forcing her, or whatever the case may be, to have sex with their German shepherd. This is how twisted our freaking society has become, Brady.
What's that, Dave?
You think that has anything to do with you know, I mean, all of this plays into that matter of convenience I was talking about in our first hour. Because people, if they're that woke and that twisted, they're going to buy anything their government tells them.
I don't think the people don't even have a clue what's going to happen. They're just happy that they can go to the store with their debit card and buy whatever they don't care that it's going to be cashless. But the problem is, when your dollar is worth zero, what good is it? You could have $1 million, but it's worth zero. When your quarters and your dimes and your nickels are worth more than the paper fiat money, we're in a big problem here.
Well, no, it'll all be digital. See, my question, Brady, and since you deal in gold and silver, probably more so silver than gold, but let me ask you this. When it comes to that, if it comes to that, and you've got the issue out there about, and you put the scenario on the table, all right, in the conversation. You say that the dollar bill is worthless, yet the intrinsic value of the coin is worth more than the dollar bill. When you have a digital dollar, and see, the thing is that the full faith and credit, notice how that word works in the Constitution, of the American people is now challenged because they're all going to digital currency, which they actually can just, I mean, you're talking about what's backing that digital currency?
there's absolutely nothing backing it. That's why the BRIC, that's why the BRIC system is backed by gold, silver, commodities. You know, all these countries are getting it. You know, they for 50 years the petrodollar ruled the world, and they used that leverage with the dollar on everybody. Every transaction had to be in dollars and converted into dollars before it went through any oil transaction. Well, your sanctions that you put on Russia didn't work too good, did it, Biden? It boomeranged you and hit you right in your stupid head. Okay, yeah. You destroyed the dollar overnight.
Yeah, I know. You know, we got people out there wondering if the Biden that fell off his bike is the same Biden that went to Ireland.
That's Biden clone number three, I think we're at now.
Oh, my. I mean, this is just insanity. Everything that's going on right now, I mean, this is a thing. The BRICS is there for a reason. It's, you know, and this is something that, what is it, Brazil or is it Argentina, Venezuela? I mean, they're going to be all joining this BRICS system, and they're going to be paying for stuff with the yuan, with the Chinese money, because they can create money out of thin air, and it's backed by whatever. They have commodities because China is all about commodities. They're going to do everything they can to take away the petrodollar and virtually eliminate it, and the only place that that dollar will have any standing at all is right here in the United States of America. And if they cancel that out and replace it with a digital dollar, like my caller emailed me and said, we're screwed. Now, again,
I don't know,
Sherry,
what to do.
What do you think about the idea of alternative systems, like what Sherry just called about the Thomas H. Greco book? What do you think about that?
The alternative system?
Yeah, the alternative system, creating alternative systems of barter. I think we're all going to end up doing that, don't you think?
When everything goes down, say if there's an EMP attack, you're going to be trading your first day out there with silver, most likely silver. You're going to see that's your trading, your barter currency out there. The people just better get used to it. The Bible money is coming back. And the trading in silver.
You just use the
trading in silver and gold is right around the corner. How are you going to go and access your money if there's an EMP attack? The computers are down, the electrical grid's down. You're back to the Stone Age. You're going to be trading tenses of silver.
And your computer chip in your hand won't work either because that'll disintegrate. Imagine that. If you have an EMP attack and you got one of those chips in your hand and all of a sudden EMP hits, what do you think that chip is going to do in your hand? What do you think? What kind of chemicals do you think put that thing in there together? And that chip, if that disintegrates, it could poison you. Do you understand that? You would die instantly just like a zombie that they created with a jab. Imagine that. They have a fail-safe system with that chip when it goes into your hand that you literally, if you try to take it out or destroy it in any way, shape, or form, you die. Imagine how that works. I mean, Brady, that's pretty scary stuff. But yeah, you're right, as far as on point with the trading and the silver, because having a dollar gold piece, which is worth, God, hundreds of dollars, you're talking about the most expensive rake you ever had to trade for or buy with that coin, which is why people need to be looking into silver more than they do gold right now. I think gold is nice to have as far as a measurement of wealth, but you can't eat it.
Well, you know, the thing is with silver, you're looking at about each, you know, an ounce of silver you get yourself is $35, $40 right now. And that's, you know, you go out, you're going to want to buy your food, your gas and whatever. You could go, here you go. Here's $30 worth of silver. Give me $30 worth of gasoline or food or ammo. That's what it's going to be going down to. You can trade in gold in that too, but that's going to be for your bigger purchases.
You're right.
You know, I think most everybody's going to be trading in silver.
I agree. Appreciate your call, Brady. Thanks so much. I know you just shameless plug. That's why you need to be one of our partners. Here's another thing. I've got some health issues to report here. Did you know that because of all this brouhaha going on, Planned Parenthood performed the second highest number of abortions it's ever performed and saw record high revenue during its 2021-22 fiscal year, according to its annual report released this week. They performed 374,155 abortions, according to their report titled Relentless. That's the highest number recorded in the history of the organization. Planned Parenthood is estimated to perform roughly 40% of abortions in the United States. So that's 374,155 kids who will not grow up and be part of American society. You understand that this contributes to the population reduction of America. Not just the jab, but also the population reduction. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified cell phones as a group 2B possible carcinogen way back in 2011. Have we been paying attention? I don't think so. Yeah, you guys just keep putting those cell phones between your legs and see what happens. And you wonder why you can't procreate. Okay. Yeah, National Toxicology Program found clear evidence for heart tumors in male rats because they were exposed to this. We were talking about EMF yesterday on the show. If you have any questions, just go listen to that. I know there may be people disagree with you, but see, the thing is, our electric grid, there's some things happening to that in the economy section of our email blast that you should read, because there's some stuff in here right now. Texas could be affected by a poison pill, because Texas is one of the three power grids in the United States of America. And they claim that they're trying to incentivize the providers of electricity in the state of Texas, incentivize them to protect the grid. Well, they're not. I read nothing in that article about EMP shield. That means the grid is just as vulnerable. And these people, it's all nothing but a puff of smoke coming out of their mouth. A 66-year-old former UCLA gynecologist is going to spend the next 11 years in prison after being indicted for sexually abusing patients. Well, there you go. Now, you want to know one reason why you can't trust modern medicine? Here we have James Heaps out there, found guilty on 3 counts of sexual battery by fraud and 2 counts of sexual penetration regarding 2 of his patients, according to the LA Times. See, that's how they demonize you. But, I mean, if he did it, well, it's hard to trust modern medicine, especially men. I mean, the gynie squad, really? Jeez. Longevity Strategies, there is a podcast Dr. Paul Saladino participated in interviewing Georgi Dinkov about the benefits of fasting, the risks of carbs, and the hazard of fatty acids and the root causes of diabetes and cancer. Nearly 2 hours long, but if you have time to listen to it, you might want to do that. The percentage of teen girls considering or attempting suicide rose in the second year of the pandemic. This, according to the CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, found that 30% of female students in grades 9 through 12 seriously considered offing themselves in 2021. That was up almost 25% in 2019. Wow. Amazing how that works. You lock them down, you brainwash them, you keep them from social interaction with people, and they get depressed and they want to kill themselves. What a wonderful way to take out 25% of the girls in America who can't procreate. You see how that works? December's cancellations of airline flights in Southwest Airlines has cost $1.1 billion as customers continue to avoid the airline. Yeah, the last 10 days of 2022 alone, Southwest suffered an $800 million revenue hit. Then another $159 million loss in the first quarter because of travelers avoiding booking with the airline and canceling their return flights from the holidays. And we've got the issue of title fraud again. And this is the thing about Broward County, Florida. You're a little behind the times, folks. Now you're going to put a title alert on there. Way back when I was doing in 2014, Williamson County, in the land records there, if you go to wilco.org, you can see my audit there that we did with the attorney opinion letter. And they, at that time in 2014, I mean, look how many years it's taken now. Wow. Yeah. We have 100% anti-woke beer commercials out there for conservative dads, except certain states aren't going to get the beer. Wow. Wonder why. You can go watch their commercial on YouTube. We've included a link for that. I implore you now to take the Power Mall Challenge while we still have a minute left here or less. I want everybody who listened to this show to go to the Power Mall today, which opens up in 6 minutes from now, and I want you to buy at least one item from the Power Mall. Pick your favorite one, whether it's on sale or not, and buy it. And if you need a lot of them, buy a lot of them. But buy one thing today, that's the Power Mall Challenge, and help us out. That's, you need to know. We need to have you do that. If you really care about this show, you need to go buy at least one item from the Power Mall today. We will be back at the top of the hour with Paul Davis.
North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.